Oh, thank you, guys. Feel all emotional now, even before I'm beginning. So, thank you. It's been good so far this morning, hasn't it? And thank you, guys. I can see my messages popping up in front of me. And thank you, Phil and Kathy, as well. And thank you for the way you've led this morning. And thank you for just the love and care that you shower onto us as a community. It's really appreciated. So, here I am this morning, and I have a word for us this morning. It's not a preach, it's not a teach. I think it's a word from the Lord. And so that's what I'm going to be giving to you. It's an invitation from God. And it's around the ideas of facades and foundations. What do I mean by that? Well, perhaps, Tim, you could put up my first picture. A facade. So, okay, as you probably know, we were on holiday a couple of weeks ago, and we went to Hexham in Northumbria, and we had a lovely time. And we were staying in this really beautiful apartment and part of a converted Georgian manor house. And out of one side window, I could see Hexham Abbey every morning. It was really beautiful. We were literally virtually in the Abbey grounds. And out of the other side of the bedroom window, I could see this, a facade. And being an inquisitive sort of person, I Googled it and discovered it was the old Hexham swimming baths. And I presume that the frontage is either listed or beautiful or very important to the identity of the town. So although the baths have been a bit defunct for years and applications have gone in to build flats and housing there, they've kept the front. There's a facade there. We were driving past, and Tim, if you could show the next picture as well. All during our holiday, we were driving out past this facade and round the corner, and we could sort of see around the other side of it. Here you are, you can see. So this is it's a facade. There's literally nothing behind it. There's nothing behind it. It's a front. And I love an image. I love a metaphor. I'm quite a visual person. And I think if something catches your eye or you're dwelling on it, ask God what God's saying about it. That's what I try and do on a good day. So I was asking the Lord, well, what is there? And I believe God was saying two things, that God is inviting us to drop facades and to build foundations in this time. So drop facades and to build foundations. So what is a facade then? Well, in the architectural kind of term, it's the front of a building. It is a it is the sort of embellished front of a building. So it's often more exciting, more interesting to look at than the rest of the building. Hence, they get kept like this one. But in terms of modern language usage, it's come to mean a front, something that isn't quite real, something that isn't the same as what's behind it, a facade. And in psycho-spiritual language, if you like, it's a false self. And this is a term that has come from the great spiritual writer Thomas Merton, who talks about false selves and true selves. And a false self is, I'm going to read from my notes here, is a substitute for our deeper selves. It's who you think you are. It's your sort of launch pad out into the world. And it's a construct. It's a kind of agreement between you and your family and your school and your friends and your church of who you sort of present to the world. But it only goes so far. And it often is fairly ego driven. So it's I driven, me driven. And a better, it's if you like, it's a better, more acceptable version of you. It's the, I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, everything's fine. It's the, yeah, I'm in this great church. It's the, yeah, the organization that I'm in has this really inclusive culture, but it's got a gender pay gap, et cetera, et cetera. Facades make us more likable. They get our needs met. They protect us. Get my idea of what I'm talking about here. But Jesus, I believe God is saying this morning, just drop the facade. I just want your authentic self. I want you, who you really are and who you can be with me. In Mark 8, verse 34, Jesus talks about dying to self. And I think this is perhaps what he's getting at. You know, we have these sort of facades that we use through our life, and that in itself they're not so bad, but they only go so far. And it's I could talk on and on about this. I'm not going to this morning, because what I actually want you guys to do is actually do your own thinking, your own feeling, your own wondering, your own pondering. If you're having a reaction to what I'm saying, brilliant. If you're bored, brilliant. If you're examine what's going on here with you and the Holy Spirit, and I really encourage you over this week to talk to God about it and say, well, what are you saying to me, Lord? You know, why did I feel irritated with Anthea this morning? Or why did I feel bored? Or why did I feel utterly struck by something? It wasn't about her, it's about you. So a facade is a reflection as well of who we could be. It's often who we would like to be, but we're doing it in an ego-driven way rather than in a way that God wants to be with us in it. And God's saying, drop the facade. I was trying to think of an example about that, and I'm trying to be more authentic with my friends and more real. I think I've struggled in my life often because people think I'm okay. People always think I'm all right. So that must be a facade, because I'm not always all right, and I'm often struggling and having a difficult day. And I realise it's because somewhere I know where this comes from. I've had lots of therapy and prayer, and I know where this comes from in my history, that I just put on a good, I'm okay. I'm fine, thank you very much. How are you? And then I listen to all to how somebody else is. So more recently, say I've been out on a walk with a friend and they've said, how are you? I've said, well, this week, an example, I've said, actually, I'm okay, but I had a really difficult weekend. It was Father's Day. I was staying at my mum's and it was painful. It was really painful. And actually, when you're more real with people, it just drops the relationship a level. Sometimes there's a superficiality that can creep in if we're just being our facade. If you drop it, it goes somewhere else. And that, I think that's what Jesus is saying to us. So go deeper. How do you do that? Be real. Be real with a trusted other, with your small group, with trusted friends, with a spiritual director, with a therapist. Be real. Go deeper. And what facades do we have as River Marlow? It's a bigger question, isn't it? What facades do we have as a church? Are they facades around the good old days? Are they facades around where there's all singing, all dancing, bouncing about a group of people, all doing, all being? Ooh, I can hear somebody talking. Mute yourself now. So what facades do we have as River Marlow? I don't necessarily have an answer, but I think it's something we could be good to pray into and think about in this season. And we drop facades because we love and trust Jesus. We know God wants us to shape us, to hold us, and we long to know more, and we long to be closer to Jesus. We want to be Jesus' people, all of that. So facades. So then going back, thinking about foundations, all week when we were away on holiday, we would wake up in the morning and there'd be sort of this juddering. I'm looking at Paulie's over there saying there's this sort of juddering, almost like to the very bowels and depths of the building. It was weird. And then you'd look out and across the way, I have to say, by the end of the week, it didn't look like anything much had changed. There were lots of men with hard hats, maybe women too, but I only saw men, or hard hats sort of peering into holes in the ground all week. And I know your engineering types are now going to be shouting through the Zoom at me, they're doing the foundations, you fool. There was lots going on. There was lots going on, but you couldn't see it. You couldn't see anything. And the juddering, I presume, was some sort of drilling deep into the ground, which we could literally feel in our building. It didn't look like anything had changed. And I think in this season, we are entering a foundational time. COVID has shaken us to the very core of who we are, to the roots of who we are as people, as church, as society, and it's revealed stuff, hasn't it? I think God's in the business of revealing things, and we see it in, of course, even in the stuff that's happened this week in government. Something has gotten revealed because God is a God of justice and integrity and truth, and lots of people are praying for the government at the moment. It's not surprising things become revealed. So how are your foundations? You know what? Some of your foundations are strong and they're deep and God loves them and they've been there for years and they are spot on. But some of your foundations or our foundations are fractured and others have crumbled completely. And God's just inviting you this morning to have a look. And the good news, there's always good news, isn't there? God is always in the process of rebuilding, of recreating. You know, God's in the building business is what our Creator is all about. In Jeremiah 31, it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you out with kindness. I will build you again and you will be rebuilt. church we will be rebuilt in this season. But I think at this time, it's a foundational time. So what are our foundations that need to be rebuilt, repaired, or replaced? We're in a time of reset, but we're in the pause before the reset. And I think we might look very different as a church in a year or so's time. But now is a foundational time. And I really believe God is wanting to build in us, and we have to wait while that's happening, because it's inner work. Pete Scazzaro, a leadership development person, maybe some of you watch his podcast or read his book, he's superb. I absolutely recommend him. He talks a lot about being before doing. I absolutely get the activism. I'm an activist myself. I love to go out and do stuff. We have to do it on a foundation with Jesus, built with Jesus. Otherwise, it's nothing. It's a facade. So we have to wait. Waiting with God is quite hard work, actually, because it might seem like nothing is happening or being built. Like me looking out across that picture thinking, what is going on over there? I can't see anything. But lots is going on. God can build strong foundations. And that's why Paul and I are really passionate about holy habits. And trusting in the slow work of God. And we don't do these things because we're striving. We do them because we love Jesus and we love hanging out with Jesus. That's what Jesus wants. Just hang out with me. But let me build deep in you in this time. And we have to wait for foundations to set. I'm sure I could see concrete being poured into big holes with like metal sticks in and things. Sorry, engineers, I'm not an engineering type. But we don't like waiting. We'd rather be busy and full time and filling our time up with stuff. So drop the facade, allow God to build some foundations in us. What kind of foundations? Well, they might be around authentic self, a life interwoven with God, full of kingdom priorities, God's values, not our cultural world values. There might be all sorts of things. And again, I'm not going to sit here this morning and tell you. What I'd like you to do is to go away and think about it, pray about it. Lord, what are you building in me? But also think about, as a church, what is God wanting to build in us as a church in this time? Stuart McCready recently posted on the chat or on Facebook or somewhere this quote from Evelyn Underhill, which I really like. It says, spiritual life is not something specialised and intense, nor is it an alternative to my outward practical life. Rather, it's the very source of that quality and purpose which makes my practical life worthwhile. So, just to finish, to recap, if you like, God's inviting us to drop our facades and use this foundational time to let him build deep within us to prepare us for what's next. So I'd like to pray, but I'm not going to pray a God do it now prayer, because I think often God works very slowly and deeply, and sometimes things happen instantly, but I think often things happen more slowly than that. So I'm going to pray in that way. So Lord, I just thank you that you are constantly speaking to us in what we see around us. And Lord Jesus, I pray you would help each of us to be our authentic selves, to be real with you first and foremost, and with our friends and our family. Help us to be clear when we're not okay, when we're not happy with things, when we're just having a bad day, or we're actually really very angry about things, or we're behaving very badly. But help us to be real, and help us to throw this stuff at you, and help us to spend time with you. And we long for you to build in us. We long for you to remove the shattered, crumbled bits of our lives and fill it again with the strength and truth of who you are. And lead us, Lord, into this foundational time as a church. And we look to see what you will build. But right now we're open. We're open to you indwelling in us. So Holy Spirit, I pray you come now. Work within each one of us, in each household represented here, which again, in itself represents a part of Marlow, a street of Marlow. We love you, Lord, and this is your church, not ours. So as we look to coming out of restrictions, we just give ourselves again to you, Lord.